Hi everyone, and welcome to our second episode of IPG Keta's podcast. My name is Sharon Chin, and today with me are five of my course mates in early childhood education. They are Aini Amani, Ivan Anak Dunstan, Kuratun Ain, Delcy Johnny, and Ermi Dimis. So we had just completed our final year of degree at IPG Qatar, and we're very excited for what the future has in store for us. So currently right now, we're just waiting to be graduated in the month of October. So today's podcast, we will be sharing with you about parents' involvement during the online practicum that we had experienced. So as you all know, we are semester 8 students, and we have experienced 2 practicum that were fully online and also partially online. So have you ever wondered how we managed to get the parents involved during online learning? So let's find out. So before we start, I would like to ask, is everyone ready to answer my questions?
Yes.
So the first question of the night is, how did you get the parents to be involved? So who can answer here? Kuratun Ain?
Yes, Sharon, I would like to answer that question since during my last experience during practicum, I had really a good experience because my teacher actually during the early of the year, she actually gathered all of the parents to give a little bit explanation about how the class will be conducted throughout all of the year. So when pandemic came, and the parents really give a good cooperation because the parents already know how the teacher works and already understand why the teacher works to help their children and all of the stuff. So because of that, it really helped parents to being very helpful and cooperate with what the activity that teacher conducts. And I usually every day I will do Google Meet with all of the parents for the parents who can involve, and for the parents who cannot, they will interact with me during offline work. And for the parents who really want their children to learn, they will involve in weekend class. So I think it's a really good cooperation because how the teacher managed to explain on the early of the year how the class work will be, because most of the parents actually they don't know what we do, they don't know our work, so they don't understand, and they don't understand why we always push them to help the children to do online classes and everything. So it's, for me, it's really important for us to communicate.
Yes, that's very true, Ayin. So because our parents do not know what we actually do during online learning, so it's very important for us to explain. So that is a very good point, Ayin. All right, Ermi, would you like to answer the same question? How did you get the parents to be involved?
Yes, Sharon, thank you. Thank you for the question, by the way. Okay, one thing that I do to get the parents' involvement in my class, especially online class, I think one important thing is you need to tell the parents earlier before the activity or any class that you will be do. So I will tell the parents 2 days earlier or 3 days earlier, but you cannot tell them like 5 days earlier. They might forget about it. So you need to choose the suitable time to tell them. So when they know earlier, they can be prepared. And also, me as a teacher can know who can join and cannot join. So I can change the time or prepare something else for the students that cannot join. So my main point is I tell the parents earlier so they can be prepared. Yeah.
Wow, that's a very good point, Ermi. So from what I understand is that we have to respect parents also because they also have their own time. So yes, I agree with Ermi. We have to get them ready as well. All right, anyone else can answer that question? It's an open field. Anyone can answer? Okay, Delcy, would you like to answer? How did you, Delcy, get the parents to be involved online?
Okay, in my experience while doing practicum during the pandemic last time, practicum two, one way that I get the parents to be more involved in their kids' learning is that I make sure the activity that I provide is suitable for the surrounding. For example, if like my activity is making craft, making handmade craft, something like that, I make sure that the things that they need to make the craft is easily obtainable by them. I mean, like the stuff that they need is can be found in their house. So I think one of the way that we can ask the parents to involve themselves more is by planning an activity that they can help or that they can find the sources for the activity easily. And this can also make them feel more at ease in involving themselves with their kids' learning. Yeah, that's all.
Wow, a very big thumbs up to Delcy. I agree absolutely that we have to make sure the parents are able to participate in the things that we want them to be involved. Very good. So the last person I'd like to ask, Ivan, how did you get the parents to be involved?
Well, Sharon. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay. I can hear you. Okay, well, Sharon, to be honest, our last online practicum was a nerve-wracking experience for me because compared to the physical class, when we do the physical class, we only communicate, we only collaborate with the teachers. While we're doing the online practicum, we need to communicate and cooperate and collaborate with the parents. So there are 3 points that I would like to highlight today. So the first thing first that I did to get the parents involved in our teaching is to communicate with them, which means I need to build a good relationship and create a good rapport with them so that they can understand what we are going to teach and how they can help their kids to involve in the teaching itself. And the second thing is that we need to be understanding. We need to understand that most of the parents are working, so they cannot attend the class or join the class in the time that we choose. So we can give them an example on how to do the activity so that they can do the activity with their kids in the other time when they are free. So by doing this, we can help them to get involved in our activities even though they're busy with their own things. So I think that's all.
Wow, Ivan, that's very true. I like what Ivan said because first, we have to get the parents to trust us, to know that we are good teachers and we have something to provide. Then they will want to get involved with our online learning. Don't you think, guys?
Yes, I agree with that.
All right, so moving on to the next question. So I'd like to ask all 5 of you, was it easy or was it hard for you to communicate with the parents? Anyone? Okay, Ermi, would you like to answer?
Yes. For me, I think sometimes it can become easy and hard at the same time. Why I say like this? Because sometimes it become easy because I think when you communicate virtually, especially in text messages, you do not need to communicate face to face. So I think personally, I think it can reduce my nervous, so I can just simply send the messages to them without talking face to face. But it also can become hard because sometimes parents will misinterpret our text messages. We have done the best to use polite sentences to make them understand our explanation, but when they read it, we don't know how they interpret with their own way. Sometimes when people read our text messages, they feel like we are rude, but for us it's just okay. So personally, I said it can become easy and hard, but for me, I think it is better to communicate with the parents face to face. So I think it is hard lah to communicate virtually with them because I cannot explain it. They cannot see our face. Something like that. Yeah.
Yes, that's very true, Ermi. Even with your own friends, sometimes we can send the wrong tone of message when we message online, don't you think? Yeah. So how about Aini? Was it very hard or was it very easy for you to communicate online with the parents?
It wasn't very easy, but it was quite easy for me to communicate with parents as my school, the teacher mentor actually made a WhatsApp group which can be used to communicate with the parents. But what made it hard was when some of the parents didn't check the message. Some of the parents weren't that alert about their child. So that's what make it hard for me to actually teach their children. So I don't think it's very hard in this pandemic for us to communicate with each other as long as we have the internet. So the will of their parents are very important, I believe. And it wasn't impossible for me to communicate with the parents easily, as long as we both want to communicate.
Yes, very true. So I would like to ask you back, Aini. When you see the parents do not even see your message or reply to you, what did you do?
When some of the parents didn't read my messages, I would make a list, you know. For example, when the weekday has end, I would make a list of which students have finished their module and have submitted it to the Google Forms. So from that list to submit their child's name. So when some of the parents haven't responded, they will respond. Because from my experience, when they didn't see their child's name, they will, you know, miraculously, they will see my message. So from that, I can actually make the parents read the message by summoning their child's name.
Yes, that's actually very helpful. When we make a list, automatically, whether you are a parent or a student, we will want to make sure our name is there. So I think what Aini did is a very good tactic. Okay, so how about the rest of you? Was it hard or was it easy to communicate with them? Anyone can answer? Okay, Ain?
For me, like INE, it wasn't an easy journey for me because among 35 of the parents, we pretty sure that we always have rejection, at least one or two. And for us, we always frustrated about that person, macam even it's only one or two, because we really try to involve all of 25 of our students. So it wasn't really easy, but for me, I think for us to actually, we need to expect less for our parents in the classroom, so we don't really frustrated and we don't really focus on the person who don't really want, because like what my teacher advised me, we only try something that we can do and do not try something that we cannot do. So because there are one parents during my practicum, they don't really matter. I already tried the method of the list and everything, but they don't taking care of their children and everything. They just ignore everything that we say. We already try for the headmasters to follow up with the parents and nothing works. So at that point, so my teacher just advised us to just maybe this not in our work frame or anymore. So maybe we try to be understanding. Maybe they have another problem. Maybe they have something else to really focusing on. Maybe their work, maybe their circumference that do not allow online classes to be going on with their children. So maybe that's something that do not in our job frame to actually do. So we just try to be understanding so we don't really stress. And so the communication will be much more easier to expect less.
Yes. So all in all, we all had easy moments and also very hard moments when we communicate with the parents, which is not our fault, also not the parents' fault. It's because of online learning being a very hard situation for everyone. So it's very understandable the things that we have to go through. Okay, now for the third question of the night. So any one of you can tell and share us one unforgettable experience you have dealing with parents. Anyone can share? All right, Aini Amani, would you like to share your experience?
I would like to share my unforgettable experience. There's this one parent who's a teacher of our student. She used to complain about my module, my learning module, which I made myself. So she said, why do you only put one writing activity in this module? She said, when the rest of the activities are all about projects, you know? As we all know, in early childhood education, we have our own timetable, you know? We have, for example, on Tuesday, we have English, we have science, we have physical activity. So not all activities requires the children to do writing activities, you know. But this parent expect me to make all writing activities, you know. We cannot make the children to only write every day, you know. It's not healthy, obviously, and it's not making them progress more. So for that parent, because she wanted us teachers to actually follow what she wanted for her own child, and it wasn't according to our curriculum and timetable. So that was very rare experience for me and a bit meaningful for me to deal with the parents, yeah.
Right, I understand the complications of your experience. So maybe it was hard for both you and the teacher, because during online learning, it's very hard to follow the curriculum because everything is all messed up, don't you think?
Yeah, very true.
All right, one more unforgettable experience. Can we have Ain to share?
Yeah, thank you, Sharon. For me, my most unforgettable experience is during our first practicum, when we first started our practicum with online classes. So we never go to the school, we never meet our teacher, we never meet our parents, we never meet even the kid. So my first unforgettable experience when I and my practicum mate have been ignored for weeks to weeks by the parents. There are no response. There are no any response from the activities. There are no feedback from the activities. And we actually couldn't communicate much with our teacher, because I think our teacher don't really understand, because it involved in our kindergarten Tasca students. So maybe the teacher think it wasn't really suitable for the children to do the activity, so they might think it wasn't that really that important. So that the problem already solved when we already went to the school, we meet the teacher, we try to explain our project and everything, we explain to the parents, we met the parents, we explain the parents the needs to do the project and the benefit for their son, children and everything. And the children itself, when they already met us in physical, they're really excited to meet us during online. So it actually much help, rather than they just don't even know us and suddenly know us through online. Maybe they just think we are just some some artist, not their teacher. So when they actually met us, so they were like, oh, okay, this is our teacher. So when they during online classes, okay, we are on online classes. So that's my most unforgettable experience.
Yes, that's very true. Sometimes parents don't understand that we are actually teachers trying to work. But when it comes to online learning, they think it's fun and games. So it's very true. Yes. All right, so each one of you, I'm sure, have encountered a very unimaginable experience with your parents at school. So one by one, I'm going to ask you, if you could say one thing to the parents now, what would you say? Let's start with Delcy, something short that you would like to tell the parents now.
Okay, for me, one thing that I've realized when in practicum 1 and 2 is that in early education, parent doesn't really give much thought about their son or daughter early education in the life. They don't know the importance of early education. So I think that one thing that I would say to the parents who have I encountered and maybe I will encounter again in the future. Yeah. Maybe it's that early childhood education is as important as any other level of education, because it's a basic level. It's like a preparation for the kids for future education in their life. So I think that I would really like to say that parents nowadays should really prioritize their son and daughter early childhood education, because it can help them a lot in their journey in gaining more knowledge in the future. Yeah, that's it.
Well said, Delcy. Parents should know that the foundation to a good education is early education. Well done, Delcy. All right, Ermi, what would you say to the parents today?
Okay. One thing that I would say to them is keep supporting their kids' learning and try to get involved in every activities that teacher provided for their kids, especially when it's involving the parents, because when they involve more to their students, to their kids' activities, the kids will feel happy and become more interested to learn, because they see their parents involved too with the activity. So what I want to say to them is just keep supporting your kids and involve more in their activities.
That's very nice to hear, Ermi. And I'm sure the parents really appreciate that too. All right, Ivan, what would you say to the parents now?
For me, actually, based on my experience, there were not really any major
I think it's disconnected.
All right, let's do that again. So, Ivan, what would you say to the parents?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Ivan. You can say it again. Can you repeat what you said?
Okay. For my experience, I just want to say I'm thankful and grateful for the supportive parents because based on my experience, there was one parent who sent her kids tasks in the middle of the night. So I think it was such a big sacrifice for parents, those who are working, but still they make time for their children to complete the lesson, the task that given by the teacher. So thank you, parents. I really grateful for those supportive and the acknowledgement that you gave for us for being your kids' teacher.
Oh, that's very sweet, Ivan. That's a nice and positive way to look at it. All right, so now I want to ask the five of you again. When you have your own children in the future, will you do the same? Will you be the parents? Will you be better parents than the ones that you have encountered during your online learning? Aini, will you be a better parent? Oh.
Hello. I can't guarantee that I will be the best parents for my children, but I will try my very best to, you know, to involve in my children's activity, in my children's learning process so that I know what actually happened to them and I know what I should know and I didn't become one of the parents who's negligence with their children. Yeah, I will do my best if I become a parent.
That's very sweet. How about you, Ain? What will you do differently when you have your own children?
Yes, like Aini, I will always try my best for my children to give cooperation to the parents. And I think because I myself is a teacher, so maybe I will be a little bit judgmental to the teacher if the teacher do not really do their work. So I think for me, the best part is I will really have a good communication with the teacher, what she want, what he want, and what I want my time, because I think for teacher to actually involve in online classes is really hard because during online classes, we actually have our own class. So that's the most important part. So for me to communicate with my children teacher, for she or she will be more understanding and I will try my best to at least help my children to complete their work.
That's true. We are teachers. So when we become parents / teachers, we would have a different perspective on how we see teachers next time, our own children's teachers. That's true. All right. So before we end today's podcast, I would like each one of you to give just a short tip to our juniors who are listening on to the podcast. A tip on how they can handle parents next time during their practicum or internship. Can we start with Delcy?
Okay. In my opinion, the one tip that I really hold during practicum 1 and 2 is that No matter the situation you are facing in your practicum, you still have to be polite, especially in situation that involving parents. It's true, we sometimes will have a situation where we might have a problematic parent or something like that, a parent who is hard to work with. One thing that we need to remember is that we are not in their shoe. We cannot say that, oh, I'm the teacher, so I know what is right. We cannot say that because, like the previous question about what we will do if we're the parents, it's a bit different because being a parent doesn't just involve prioritizing our children education, but also handling all the household things. So we don't know what's going on in their houses, so we cannot blame all the problem that in a certain situation, we cannot blame all the problem onto a parent. So in whatever you do in practicum, internship or something like that, when we face problem with the parent, especially, we still have to be collectively polite. We still have to be polite to them and try to give advice in a more polite way rather than being argumentative and making a scene out of it. So in conclusion, my tips is that every time we face a situation, we have to think about the other person's situation also. So we have to take their situation in conclusion to our situation. Like, we cannot think for ourselves only. We must think for the other side of the problem as well. So in all situations, we still need to be polite, even though the situation will put an immense pressure on us. So yeah, just be polite to everyone around us, because as a teacher, like Ivan said previously, it's important to build a good relationship with everyone around us.
Very nice, Delcy. So the next one, Ermi, what is your tip to our juniors?
Okay, tip to our juniors. Okay, first of all, I think they need to be prepared because they will meet various type of parents. So they need to prepare mentally and physically. And the other thing is, don't just give instructions to the parents, but collaborate with them. Exchange opinion with them in order to provide a conducive learning to the students and kids. Yeah, that's all.
That's good. How about you, Ivan? What one tip can you give to our juniors?
Hello, juniors. I believe that everything have their own hiccups and hardship. So, for handling parents, I think the most important thing is that have some sympathy and empathy. Put yourself in their shoe, which means you cannot expect them to do everything that you wanted. So what could I say is that expect the unexpected. And like the others, my other friend said, be prepared. But mentally, physically, because you need everything. There are many things that you need to do when it comes to communication, to communicate with parents. And lastly, I think for practicum, you just have to be brave and do what you wanted to do and explore and experience everything so that you can know if your teaching is good or is it bad. So by doing so, you can do some improvement on yourself.
That's a very nice advice, Ivan, and I hope the juniors will take it into consideration. So how about you, Aini? What one tip can you give to the juniors on this topic today?
What I would like to advise juniors is whenever things go south, don't let it get you. You can share it with your practical mate. You can share it with your teacher mentor. For example, whenever there's parents' problem with you, you should share it together so that the teacher mentor can advise you how to think rationally and how to respond to the parents rationally so you don't take any rapid action. So, and whenever you feel stressed, let the stress out. Go to karaoke, go to the movies, and don't let this practicum ruin you, but nail it just like I did. That's all.
Facts. Very good facts, Aini. So how about our last person, Kuratun Ain? What one tip can you give to our juniors?
Thank you, Sharon. Like all of my friends already giving pro tips to you guys. So for me, actually, you guys should just follow the flow. Remember that 3 months actually wasn't a really long time. It's actually very short. So just enjoy the moment, like Aini said. You guys just enjoy the moment, follow the flow, and try to be patient with everything, because actually as a training teacher, we couldn't actually say much. So we just follow the flow, follow the instruction, follow what our GB say, follow what our teachers say, follow what our group members say, and of course you'll be just fine for your practicum.
All right, and that is the end of our podcast, our mini podcast today. So thank you so much, Aini Amani, Kuratun Ain, Ermi Dimis, Delcy Johnny, and Ivan Anat Dunstan for taking the time to participate in our mini podcast tonight on parents' involvement. And I wish to all five of you good luck in your future as amazing preschool teachers. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you so much, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Bye.